Hi, this is Dawn Cherie Wilkerson, and I pastor VOOC Church in Miami, Florida, and this is our podcast. I hope it encourages you. I hope that it inspires you. Let's check out the message. Hey, VOOC Church and VOOC friends and family. Happy New Year. A lot has happened over the past year, and I'm so grateful that we've been able to share the journey together. You know, we thought we would take a moment just to pause and reflect on all that God has done throughout 2019. There's been so many moments to be thankful for. And as we close out the year, I mean, it's 12 months, 365 days. So much has transpired. I want to ask you, what has the last year been like in your life? Reflection's important, not just for the good times, but I think it's especially important for the tough times. I know in our family, personally, this year has been a miracle year because our second son, Wild Wesley Wilkerson, was born just 2 months ago. And for years, we struggled to start a family. Two children seemed so far away. We were just trying to have one. There are moments when we felt like giving up. There are moments when we felt like we would never see a miracle come to pass. But I think it's in those darkest moments when the hope of Jesus shines the brightest. And this reminds me of a sermon Rich preached back in January as we kicked off the year. It was called, "It's Time for a Turnaround." Watch this.
Oh, I wish I could tell you when God was gonna do it. I wish I could tell you when the turnaround will happen, but I don't have those answers. The puzzle is too big, but rather I implore you today to stay on the journey and trust the God who can put all the pieces together. I wish I could tell you when that situation at work is going to get better. I don't know the answer. I wish I could tell you when the relationship will fully heal. I don't know the answer. It's too big. It's beyond my comprehension. In fact, I've even learned that sometimes it's got to get worse before it gets better. Sometimes God's got to take you to the very end. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom to understand that He's the rock at the bottom. But listen to me loud and clear. Your God will use everything. Someone say everything. He will use everything. He will use the bad stuff and use it for good stuff. He will take negatives and He'll make it a positive. God will even use the devil. He uses the devil for His work. I mean, everybody needs a place to put their feet. That's what the devil is. He's a footstool to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He uses everything. Come on, somebody. It's time for a turnaround.
No matter how many times you've traveled around the sun, the best part of any year are the people who surround you. One of my favorite things we do every year at VOOC is a collection of talks based on relationships. Relationships are the gold of life. You know, Rich and I have been married for 13 years. Let me tell you, our marriage is still a work in progress. But when Jesus is the foundation of your relationship, He brings healing and strength in every season. When your life aligns with the vision and the mission of the gospel, well, it changes not just your home, but the world around you. What are you looking for in relationships? Why don't you check out this clip from our series on relationships? This message was entitled, "Break Up or Break Down."
Now, I understand that attraction matters. I understand you need to like them physically. Yes, I get it. But have you ever considered that attraction occurs through conversation? Can I help some people up here tonight? Danny, have you ever thought about? Instagram can't tell you what's on the inside of her, but you can only find that out through a real conversation. You don't know it, but you believe in fairy tales. And if you don't break up with fairy tales are going to break you down. Like, have you ever considered that we're all fighting gravity? about it. And we're losing. We're all dying a slow death. And Prince Charming isn't going to look like Prince Charming forever. Meet girls talking like, I just want tall, dark, and handsome. If I were you, I'd break up with that notion. I would settle for trustworthy, determined, and honest. The fairy tale vision keeps reducing us to exterior things. Some of you, your marriage, the reason why you're so frustrated in your marriage, the reason why you're on the rocks tonight in your marriage is because you don't know it, but you're measuring your spouse up against a fictional cartoon character. And they can't win. It's a fairy tale. You need to resolve in your heart tonight that I'm getting a healthy vision. I'm getting a positive image. I'm basing my relationship upon God's word. I'm breaking up with fairy tales so fairy tales don't break me down.
2019 has been such a full year. When I think about all that's happened, it's really encouraging because we're just getting started, Vu. We had some of our largest I Love My City events ever, from dropping 40,000 eggs from a helicopter to feeding almost 1,000 families on Thanksgiving. And crews, I love crews. Crews are the small groups of our church that meet all over the city. And in just 1 week, we had almost 1,600 people in crews. So one of the most important steps we took as a community this year was launching Vu High and Vu High Crews. Vu High events are an opportunity for hundreds of junior high and high schoolers to gather under one roof and praise the name of Jesus. You know, I believe that they're going to change history. In March, we began a collection of talks entitled BCAD, The Rest is History, which really focused on the life of Jesus, who marked history forever. Check out this clip.
I can't prove it theologically, but I just have this sense in my spirit that one day we're going to get to heaven. We're all going to get in and be hanging out. And there's going to be some angel that's assigned just to you. And he's like, hey, I need to speak to you. I want to go over your files. You're like, files? He's like, yeah, I just want to show you. I just want to go through the files. And he's going to sit down with you. And he's going to start pulling out Polaroid pictures. And he's like, remember this day? And you're going to look at it, and for the first time in your life, you're going to see that as the enemy came and was threatening to steal, kill, and destroy you, you weren't even aware of the threat. And the reason why you weren't aware of the threat is because you were surrounded by a faithful God who protected you every step of the way. Some of you in this room, you have to start learning how to praise God before you forget. I should have died in the car accident, but God. I should have never had a baby, but God. Cancer should have ended me, but God. I should have never passed that test. I should have never gotten that job. I should have never had that marriage, but it was because of the goodness and faithfulness of God. I wish I could get somebody to worship God for all the things you've forgotten about. Scene by scene, picture by picture, you'd be like, oh, had I known, I'd have said something. Had I known, I would have worshipped you. I didn't know that you were that good. I didn't know that you were that faithful. I didn't know that you were with me. I want to worship God for all the things I don't even know about. Like, I don't know. Like, I just, like, if he holds it all together, if he holds, like, the only reason why I'm standing right now is because he's holding me together. Like, I think he deserves praise for that, you know? I want to praise God for everything. Even the stuff I forgot. Even the stuff I didn't photograph. Even the stuff I'm unaware of.
This year was a milestone year for Vu Girl. Come on, Vu Girls, where are you at? Vu Girl is a sisterhood of strength for every season. And if you've never been to a Vu Girl gathering, let me encourage you to mark your calendar for 2020. This year, we launched something that I'm very excited about, VU Girl Lead, a network of support and resources for female pastors and women in leadership all over the world. And for the first time, thousands of VU girls gathered in over 100 homes for VU Girl Home. This night was so special as we got to celebrate sisterhood across South Florida. At VU Girl, we gather together, we worship together, and we laugh together. Check out one of my favorite memories.
Some songs, they make a real impact in your life. Baby shark, baby shark, baby shark, baby shark. Mama shark, mama shark, mama shark, mama shark. Oh my goodness, our kids, 15 years from now, they're gonna be at a party and the DJ is like gonna drop the beat and it's gonna be Baby Shark. And it's gonna be their favorite song. That song is anointed. For me as a kid, it was, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You guys sound great. You loved him too. And then I became a preteen. And all my world was Mariah Carey. Heartbreaker, you got the best of me, but I just keep on coming back incessantly. Oh, why did you have to run your game on me? I should have known right from the start you'd go in. She wanna shop with Jay, play box with Jay. She wanna pillow fight in the middle of the night. She wanna drive my Benz with five of her friends. She wanna free pass the blocks, fine again. She wanna roll with Jay, chase eels away. She wanna fight with lame chicks, blow my day. She wanna inspect the rest, kick me to the curb if she finds one strand of hair longer than her. She wants love in the jacuzzi, rub up in the movie, enter to the old crib, keys to the new. She wanna answer the phone, tattoo her arm. That's when I gotta send her back to her mom. She called me heartbreaker when we have parted ways. I want a piece of paper, scribble down, I hate ya. But you know she loved Jay because she loved everything Jay say, Jay does. Song marked my life.
That night will be one I remember forever. Here at VU Church, our values say Jesus is our message and people are our heart. And those two values are woven into the very DNA of everything we do. We believe there's no greater message than to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and to walk in community. You know, Jesus loves you the way you are, but he loves you too much to let you stay that way. We're all on the faith journey. And the more we learn about our God, the more we actually learn about ourselves. One of my favorite collections this year was a collection based on the findings of the theologian A.W. Tozer entitled Seven Rules of Self-Discovery. You know, self-discovery is actually soul discovery. I had the privilege of kicking off this collection with a message called Most Wanted. Let's check it out.
You know that worry that you keep stewing over? Yeah, you're exhausted. You're working hard. All your effort is going towards those fears in your mind, and you find yourself putting all your effort towards, what about that anger in your life? That takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot out of you, not just emotionally, but physically. Anger exhausts you. Anger puts you in a state where your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being is at risk, and it's hard work. Yeah. What about that unforgiveness? Oh, that'll wear you out real quick. That'll exhaust you. But can I tell you, all of those pursuits are empty. All of those pursuits, they take all your energy, they take your time, they take your focus, but they add nothing to your life. Nothing. But what happens when we decide to work towards loving others around us? What happens when we choose to look at people the way that God created them, as spiritual beings that are loved and respected and honored by all of heaven? What would happen if we looked into people's eyes and we started to take the effort to get to know their story, to get to know what they're walking through? I'm telling you, I think that would bring an eternal reward that we could never dream, that legacies could be changed, that history could be moved, that God could do more than we could ever imagine. What are you working towards? Where's your effort? Where's your time? You may underestimate what God's put in your hand. Oh, God doesn't underestimate it. You don't need to decide the value of what God's placed in your hand. You just need to steward it. Because God can do more with your little than you could ever do with your lot all alone.
Each year in June, we look forward to the party of the year. It's our largest outreach. And this year, it was unforgettable because we celebrated the 10-year anniversary of VU Conference. And we went all out. We gathered at the Watsco Arena at the University of Miami. We heard some amazing sermons from guests like Carl Lentz, Judah Smith, Mike Todd, Chad Veach. They're actually family. We heard amazing worship from Doe, Mosaic MSC. And we had one of the most memorable baptism Sundays we've ever had. There's really nothing like VU Conference. You just have to experience it for yourself. You gotta be in the room. And I wish we could recap every session, but I'll never forget Rich's opening session. The message that he preached set the tone for the entire weekend. Watch this.
The first thing we ought to pray for, the first people we ought to pray for, is the Church of Jesus Christ. No one else is coming. No one else is coming. The Church of Jesus Christ is the most powerful thing on the planet. I don't know what you thought you were walking into this weekend, but you did not just come to an event, but rather this is a Holy Spirit revival that wants to see the Church of Jesus Christ equipped like never before. It's His body. It's His plan. It's what He wants to happen on the earth. He's saying that your neighborhood has hope. He's saying your city has hope. If believers would rise up. It was Jesus who said, greater things you will do. My favorite scripture, He says, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Do you understand how powerful the Church of Jesus Christ is? The gates of hell shall not prevail. Gates are a defense mechanism. Jesus is telling you and I that not even hell is protected from the Church of Jesus Christ. I hope your church does smell like smoke. It ought to, if you've been to hell and back, grabbing people, saving them for the kingdom of God. Come on, is there anybody out there who wants to see a revival break out? No one else is coming. Come on, somebody.
VU Church is made up of families, and we're all learning and growing together. As I mentioned earlier, our family grew this year with the birth of our second child. And it's certainly been a wild ride, balancing the new rhythms of life with Rich, Wyatt, and now Wild. And as parents of young ones, it seems like every week we're learning something new. One of the things I look forward to are the stories of our sons popping up in Rich's sermons. Here's a story I know all of you parents can relate to.
My son Wyatt, he got sick this past week, and I'm over it. I'm over it, okay? I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about it. when babies are sick, there's different degrees to being sick. But Wyatt, he caught this this virus from the pit of hell. It's called hand, mouth, and foot virus. See, all those are parents out there. Honestly, when you study demonology, you will discover there is a demon. I'm serious. It's hand, foot, and mouth.
And poor Wyatt, like, hand, foot, mouth means you get sores on your hands and your feet and your throat. And it's sad because he's got them all in his mouth. And so for the last 48 hours, he hasn't been able to take in any solid food. And because he's in so much pain, he's like screaming and crying to the point that he's lost his voice. I know it's sad, but also really cute. Like this morning I was leaving for church and he's like, "Dad, dad, dad, dad." I was like, "Wyatt, you kind of sound like Rose from Titanic when Jack is drowning." Do you remember that scene? "Jack, Jack, come back, come back, dad, dad." He's been in pain, and so Friday night I decided to sleep in his room. I'm a great dad, and shouldn't really use the word sleep because honestly, like, he was putting me through torment every hour. He was screaming and crying and kicking me, and it was just like, while I was laying in that room, I was like, I'm just so over hand, foot, and mouth. I'm over it. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I'm over it. I'm not engaged. I got no more patience. Now, I want to make sure I make a clear distinction because, yes, I'm over the temperature in Miami, and yes, I'm over hand, foot, and mouth, but just because I'm over hand, foot, and mouth doesn't mean I'm over Wyatt.
Right. That's great.
In fact, let me be really clear tonight. I'm still not over being a dad.
Yeah.
I'm really into it. I'll never forget that first night in the hospital when the nurse brought me that baby, and there he is laying on my chest, skin to skin. Dawn Cherie's there in the bed. I shouted to Dawn Cherie. I said, "Dawn Cherie, this is awesome." I said, "Can we have another one tomorrow?" In that moment, I made a decision.
Yeah.
That yes, I can anticipate that challenges are gonna come. I don't know the problems that await us in parenting. I don't know the valleys we have to walk through. I don't know the pain that might be awaiting us, but I have already predetermined my response that no matter what comes my way, I am going to declare, I'm still not over this. Because maybe you came in here tonight and on the faith journey, we face obstacles and we face challenges that we did not anticipate. And you might have walked in here and you are tempted to say, "You know what, Rich? I'm kind of like right here going, I'm over it. This is too hard. This is too difficult. The pain is too great. The pressure is insurmountable. I'm over it. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm checked out. I'm done with the faith journey." I want to encourage you tonight that you're in good company. Because literally, if you're in that spot, that's exactly where these people in Hebrews are at. You see, this letter in Hebrews is written to Jewish people who've converted over to Christianity. Yet as they decided to follow Jesus, they left a religious system and they decided to say, "You know what? We believe salvation comes by faith through Jesus, his grace." What they did not anticipate was that they were going to be persecuted for it.
Yeah.
And when I say persecuted, I'm not talking about haters on Instagram. Because I just want to be clear, because we've got like different lines of persecution in America in 2019. I'm not talking about the newspapers writing mean articles. When I say persecuted, I'm talking about that they were being killed for following Jesus.
Yeah.
You'll get to Hebrews 10 and you're reading and like their stuff is being stolen. Family members are turning on them. Friends are leaving them. Nobody told them, "Hey, if you follow Jesus, it's not going to be popular. You're going to lose your influence. You're going to lose your affluence. Are you sure you want to do this?" And they're like, "Yo, I'm over it."
Wow.
Some of you tonight, that's where you're at. You're like, "Yo, life was going really good until I met Jesus."
Wow.
Well, you got real spiritual right there. You're like, "No, it's always been great. Me and Jesus. I have a friend in Christ." Shut up, okay? Like, because I meet people and they talk to me in private. They're like, "Yo, my life was going good. And then I met Jesus and stuff got real hard."
Yeah.
Why? Because the moment you started following Jesus is the moment that you got into this thing called a spiritual battle.
Yeah. That's right.
And did you not expect resistance?
Yeah.
See, many people, they think that when they face resistance, that somehow now that God has left them. Yet I would submit to you tonight that I would be real careful and concerned that if you're a follower of Jesus and you're not facing resistance. Because if you're not facing resistance, maybe it's an indication that you're going in the same direction as your enemy.
Wow.
Resistance is not a sign that God has left you. Many times resistance is a sign that you are right where you need to be. But you better stand up. You better put your shoulders back. You better put your feet down and declare, I'm still not over this Jesus thing. I believe the best is yet to come. Come on, 715. Go ahead and give God some praise. I'm still not over it.
Here at VU, we say the best is yet to come. And we truly believe that. You know, this year we celebrated 4 years as a church. 4 years. To think of what God has done over the last 4 years, it's amazing. But God still wants to do more. This September, we announced our vision for the year. It's brick by brick. We're all bricklayers in the house of God, making a difference moment by moment, person by person, brick by brick. And we'd love you to be a part of it. Every week, we have the growth track. It's the front door of our church. It's a four-step journey to learn more about why VU exists and how you can play a part. And if you've never taken that first step, why not just start with the first Sunday of the year? It's step one. I think you'll be so glad you did. You know, one brick alone doesn't accomplish very much. But when we come together, miracles occur and God establishes His church.
Like, how many know, like, one brick? An isolated brick, there's not much to it. Like, I was actually thinking, like, what can you do with one brick? And most of my thoughts were like, you wreak havoc with one brick. Most acts of vandalism are done with one brick. Brick through the windshield, like that's, you don't get much accomplished. A brick all alone is a paperweight.
Yes.
But bricks coming together can build a palace. Alone, friends, we're insignificant. We're just bricks. But when we're connected, we become a strong tower for Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody, give God some praise. We have to fight for unity. Everyone say, fight for unity. The enemy's plan for your life is to divide everything that you do. You wonder why it's so difficult to stay married in 2019? It's because the devil wants to bring division to your marriage. You want to know why it's so difficult to keep your kids walking in peace? And it's because the enemy is after your kids, trying to divide your family. You want to know why there's so much resistance when you're trying to build a godly business? It's because the enemy wants to bring division to that business, division in your employees, division in your team. You know what the enemy's tactic against the church is? He might not be able to get us to all go and live in sin and act crazy, but if he can start to bring in a seed of division, we're done. For a house divided cannot stand. We have to fight for unity. We have to fight for unity. The problem is, when it comes to unity, what we forget is unity starts with you. Nah. Like, I would be united with my wife, but you don't know my wife. Nah, I would be united at my workplace, but you don't know my boss. No, I want unity on our team, but you don't know my team leader. I want unity in our crew, but you don't know my crew members. No, your problem is that you have your eyes on everybody else and you think unity starts in them, but unity doesn't start in them. Unity starts in you. We gotta fight to stay connected. Come on, is there anybody in this room who wants to be united as we move into this next year? We gotta fight for it.
I know we all get busy. You know, life can get really loud sometimes with work, the kids, the hustle, hearing the voice of God through all of that noise. Well, it can be a real challenge. That's why the Word of God is so important for all of us. I can't emphasize enough how Scripture strengthens our soul and tunes our ears to the voice of God. Whether you've been on the journey of following Jesus for 4 months or 40 years, learning to listen to God, well, it takes time and devotion. And you'll always find God because you'll find that God is always speaking. The question is, are you listening? Here's a clip from our collection, Hearing God's Voice. What is the Word of God? The Word of God is God speaking to you. It is his living word. God has been speaking since the beginning of time, and he continues to speak to those who seek him. What about godly community? Well, that's central to you following the voice of God, to you understanding the path of purpose, that you weren't called to walk out your purpose isolated and alone. We hear God's voice through the godly community that he's placed around us. We hear God's voice through our marriages. We hear God's voice through our children. We hear God's voice through mentors and spiritual leaders in our lives. What about through our weaknesses? What about through our struggles? What about through our passions and our dreams? What about the things that keep us up at night and break our heart for the world around us? What about our coworkers or even that boss that is stretching us and pulling out the gold? Oh, friend, I think if we would just awaken to it, I think we'd realize that God is speaking to us through every possible avenue, because he doesn't waste one second of this life that he's created. He maximizes it all. God loves all of us so much, and he desires to spend time with us. He wants to attend to our every need. It's his heart desire that we find rest, real rest in him. One of the most memorable collections this year, it's life-changing when you actually apply it, was Restless, Finding Rest Amidst the Stress of Life. We learned how to seek the presence of God, that to find God's presence is to find real rest in the arms of our loving Father, and that God can do more with 6 days than we ever could with 7. Check out this clip. I think it will encourage you.
God works for 6 days, and then on the 7th day, he rests, he stops, he pauses. Now, it's very important, theologically speaking, that you understand God did not rest because he was tired. See, many of us in this room, the only time we rest is when we feel tired. But just so you understand, God has never been tired. God's not like in heaven exhausted, like, oh my God, these people are stressing me out. I got emails on top of emails, these prayer requests. Who could ever get to all these prayer requests? He's not like a stressed out Santa, okay? He's God. God rested because he was finished. Very, very important. It's a really fun case study. You can go back this week, Genesis chapter 1. I would challenge you just to read it this week and watch the creation pattern. Watch the cadence. God was creating things, and every time he created something, he would stop and say, "It is good." Which, how dope is that, man? God's like, see that? That's good. I like that. But I actually think there's something to it. That God would say, it's good, meaning I'm finished. I'm done with that project. You and I, we have a problem because we go to work every day or we apply ourselves in the week, and what happens? We get done and we have this perfectionism society that leaves us more anxious and more depleted, because every time we look at our work, we can't just leave it. We always go, it should have been better. It could have been better. It's not good. It's bad. I'm bad. Oh my goodness. But God, think about God. I'm not for 1 second suggesting that God's creation is not good. Okay, I'm not suggesting that. What I am implying today is that God could have done more. Yeah. Like, you understand this, right? Like, I'm not saying the creation is not good. I'm just saying God could have continued to create. Like, if he wanted to, he could have made real unicorns. Right. Could have done it, you know? He could have made a butterfly that could talk and could wake up in the morning going, "Good morning, Rich. It's the Lord's day." He could have done that. But he didn't. He stopped and said, "It is good." What if he was trying to create a pattern for you that you would learn to say, "All right, I've applied myself today. I've given it my best. I'm gonna go home and go to sleep, because guess what? That thing's gonna be waiting for me tomorrow. It's good. I'm finished." What's so amazing is that when God got to the 6th day, he made you and me. And the Bible says that you and I were made in his image. And here's what's really interesting is that when he got done creating man and woman, he didn't say it is good. He said, "It's very good." God thinks that you are very good. And if you're very good, maybe you should quit criticizing his work. Some of us in this room, we are so hard on ourselves. We are so judgmental towards ourselves. It's amazing how you can be a Pharisee to yourself. You can be religious to yourself. You beat yourself up. You criticize yourself, and you're not getting any better. Give yourself a break. God says your default is very good. Not your status, not your job, not your education, not the money in your bank account, not what society says about you. God says you're very good because you were created in my image, meaning it's not your accomplishment that declares it. It's his announcement over your life. Come on, somebody, give God praise. He says you're very good. You're very good.
Wow, isn't it amazing to know that when God thinks of you, his default view is very good. That when God formed you, breathed life into your spirit, he created you for a very good work. We know that alone we can't do much, but together we're a strong tower. And vision brings people together. Vision keeps us focused. And in those hard seasons of life when we're waiting on God to come through, it's important to hold tight to the vision God has hidden in our heart. I hope today you're encouraged to keep going. Keep moving forward. When you wait on God, your wait is not wasted. When you don't have it all together, you can hope in the one who holds the universe in his hands.
This whole church, everything you're looking at tonight, like, I don't know, maybe it's your first week to VU, or maybe you've been here for 2 months. You're like, oh, I love this place. This is crazy. Look at all these people. Oh my goodness. And the smoke and the arms in the air. It's kind of weird, but I like it. Look at all these people. Where'd everybody come? This is crazy. Oh, 60,000. This church is rich. Oh my gosh. But yo, that's not our story. Our story started 4 years ago in my apartment. And homie, we didn't have anything. We didn't have any money. We didn't have any resources. We didn't have a building. We lacked talent. We lacked a team. We didn't have very much, but there was one thing that we always had, and that was a vision of what could be. I'm trying to preach to you tonight. If all you got is a vision, you got enough. God can work through you. Come on, somebody, give God some praise. God, give me vision. God, give me vision. Vision is all about this idea about seeing into the invisible. Why? Because often you have to see it before you receive it. Now, I'm not saying every time. We serve the God who does exceedingly immeasurably more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. You serve the God not of karma. You serve the God of grace. Let me tell you, all the karma people out there, you don't want what you deserve. Just side note. It's the universe. You don't want the universe. You want grace. Because grace is not the proclamation that the good will be blessed. No, that grace is the proclamation that even the bad will be blessed. Because if you put your trust in Jesus, all of a sudden, his blood covers your sin. His righteousness is imputed unto you. Grace is the proclamation that even if you're jacked up, guess what? Grace can meet your life.
It's hard to celebrate all that God has done in 2019 and not bring up Kanye West. The world has been captured by Sunday service. And whether you know it or not, we've had a front row seat. This past summer, Rich was asked to speak at one of the gatherings in Calabasas, then again in LA at the Forum Arena. Yet none of them were as special as the day Sunday service came to Sunday night at VU. It's a night we'll never forget.
Jesus is King, the King of Kings.
as we reflected today, you were encouraged. And you know what? God's not done with you. He's got more in store. Whatever your 2019 was like, let me tell you, the best is still yet to come for your family, for your marriage, your job, whatever's on your heart for this next year, whatever's on your plate. Know this, God's for you, and so are we. There's so many things to look forward to in 2020, and this year, we're starting strong together. So join us for the first Sunday of the year as we kick off 21 days of prayer and fasting. I hope that you'll be a part. Together, we're going to seek God like never before. Well, thanks so much for watching today. We love you so much. Happy New Year. Thanks again for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. Maybe consider rating the podcast and share it with a friend. It really makes all the difference. For more content from VU and to connect with us, go to vuchurch.com. We love you. The best is yet to come.